Well, Happy New Year's to all, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Notable Notes, a monthly podcast brought to you by Document Records in association with American Sound Archives. I'm your host, Larry Tedder, and this month we'll be taking a trip back into time and listening to a collection of early wax cylinders spanning a 14-year period from 1896 through 1910, and the story as to how we found these cylinders to present to you. The idea for this program came about in a rather impromptu and unique way. On the morning of December 1st of 2007, it dawned nice and sunny and bright here in Texarkana, where we live. By about 10:30 that morning, the temperature had come up to about 72 degrees. Seeing it was such a nice day, I decided to go out antique hunting. Seeing I had checked all the major stores and mega malls that we have here in the area, I decided to take to some of the back highways that we have around this area. About 30 miles south of town, off of one of the old state highways, I found an antique store that looked like in its earlier years had probably been an old general store. I browsed around. I found a box that said, "Records, old, keep." I opened up the box, and there to my surprise were 20 cylinders. There were 4 brown wax cylinders, 5 black wax cylinders, 10 gold molded cylinders, and 1 lakeside 4-minute cylinder. I asked the lady and the gentleman who were attending the store if the records were for sale and how much they wanted for them. The man replied that they had been his aunt's, and seeing no one any longer had a record player in their possession to play them, he decided to sell them. We came about a price, and luckily to say, the cylinders did become mine. The first one we will hear on this podcast comes from that collection. This is an Edison brown wax cylinder recorded in December 1896. It was recorded by Cincinnati-born William B. Shires, who became known in vaudeville in the 1870s as Billy Golden. Turkey in the Straw was debuted by Golden in Bayless and Kennedy's Bright Lights Vaudeville Act, and he first recorded it for Columbia in 1891. The song, which dates all the way back to 1834, is also known by the title Old Zip Coon, and its composer credit is sometimes given to Bob Farrell and or George Washington Dixon. Although Golden popularized other songs such as Bye Bye Mahoney and Rabbit Hash, Turkey in the Straw was always his signature piece. So presented here from Edison Brown Wax Cylinder number 4011, recorded December 1896. Here is Billy Golden with Turkey in the Straw.
Turkey in the Straw, sung by Billy Golden, Edison Records. As I was flying down the road, it started in a heavy load. My whip and the leader sprung in the old horse, busted the wagon tongue. A loot toot 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 toot. But out to milk and I didn't know how. Milked the goat instead of the cow. Monkey sat in a pile of straw, winking at his mother-in-law. I'm
Formed as a house quartet for Edison's National Phonograph Company, the Edison Mail Quartet recorded quite prolifically from the mid-1890s through 1908 and sang for various other recording companies under the name the Haydn Quartet. The original personnel included tenors Roger Harding and J.K. Renard, baritone S.H. Dudley, and bass William F. Hooley. Jerry Mahoney replaced Renard fairly early on, and Mahoney was replaced by Harry McDonough sometime in 1899. John Beeling replaced Harding, and by 1900 the Edison Quartet had stabilized with the lineup of Beeling, McDonough, Dudley, and Hooley. This next recording is by the Edison Mail Quartet. This is from an Edison Brown Wax Cylinder, number 2226, recorded January 1898. This is Farmyard Medley.
The Farmyard Medley by the Edison Quartet.
When a boy I used to dwell in a home I loved so well, far away among the clover and the bees, where the morning glory bright round the cabin porch did twine, and the robin redbreast sang among the trees. The cows in the meadow they go, the goats join the chorus with us, the dogs in the alley, they go, bow, bow, bow.
And the chickens and the roosters, they go,
quack, 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 quack.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Then the great big turkey gobbler, he makes a noise like this.
And the niggers in the barnyard, they all sing.
Hush, kind of hush, don't you make a noise, while the old man's sleeping. Run down the barnyard and wake up the boys, and we'll have a little banjo meeting. Rag-a-bing-a-bing-bing-bing-bing-bang, rag-a-bing-a-bing-bing-bing-bang, 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 rag-a-bing-a-bing-bang.
Goodness gracious, sir, that nasty dog is at the chickens again.
Confound that dog. Give me those rocks over there and I'll fix him.
Summer night's dream and shake yourself loose on that ragtime music.
Thank you.
In the late 1890s and early 1900s, the vaudeville and minstrel shows were a very popular form of entertainment and part of American pop culture, and the record companies wasted no time in recording such routines. This next recording by S.H. Dudley, Arthur Collins, and the Ancient City Quartet was described as a vaudeville specialty. This was actually never performed in vaudeville, but was meant to imitate the kind of material one would hear in an actual performance. For added fun, whistling and applause were added to the recording to give the listener a sense of a live show. Here on an Edison Brown Wax Cylinder, number 4705, this is S.H. Dudley, Arthur Collins, and the Ancient City Quartet with 3 minutes from the Minstrels, recorded May 1899. Although the copy of this brown wax cylinder that we have was in less than ideal condition, we did obtain a transfer from the University of California at Santa Barbara's massive cylinder archive. The transfer heard here is from that site and is used with their permission.
3 minutes with the Minstrels, introducing the popular song, Break the News to Mother. Gentlemen, be seated. Introductory overture. Jim Johnson, don't you?
Oh, yes. Jim is an old friend of mine.
Well, he's in jail, then.
In jail? Why, how did that happen?
Why, he was walking down the street the other day when he noticed a dollar on the sidewalk. He thought it was a counterfeit dollar, so he walked right by it. Well, for the coin going up like a copper, run him in.
Run him in? Why, what for?
Have some counterfeit money, you fool. Mr. Dudley sings Break the News to Mother.
While the coffin bell is ringing upon the battlefield, the wine is low, we're fighting, their noble flag to shield. They must fly from their brave captain, the coin or the flag is down. Move on a field to save it from disgrace.
Floridora was one of the first successful Broadway musicals of the 20th century. The book was written by Jimmy Davis under the pseudonym Owen Hall, and music was by Leslie Stewart with additional songs by Paul Rubens. The show originally opened in London on November 11, 1899 at the Lyric Theatre, where it ran for 455 performances. It then moved to New York in 1900, playing first at the Casino Theater, and ran for an astonishing 522 performances, the first instance of a London production achieving such a Broadway run. The show also toured internationally and became one of the most successful musicals of its time. A good part of the success was attributed to the lovely music. The songs ranged from traditional waltzes to the more quirkily rhythmic songs that Stewart was known for. Our next cylinder is one of those. It is an Edison Black Wax Cylinder, number 7724. This was recorded March 1901 by the Peerless Orchestra which was yet another name for the Edison House Band. And this is the Barn Dance from Floridora. Once again, this is Edison Black Wax Cylinder 7724, recorded March 1901.
Barn Dance from Floridora, played by the Peerless Orchestra, Edison
Edison Quartet.
In the evening by the moonlight, you would hear those darkies singing. In the evening by the moonlight, you would hear those banjos ringing. How the old folks would enjoy it, they would sit all night and listen as we sang in the evening by the moonlight.
The next three cylinders we will hear from this collection are all black wax remake cylinders from earlier brown wax cylinders. They are by yet another Edison House band, the Edison Military Band, which was under the direction of Fred Hager. Very little is known about the personnel on the records. However, it is estimated that they made no less than 400 cylinders for the National Phonograph Company under the name the Edison Military Band. the Edison Grand Concert Band, as well as the Edison Symphony Orchestra and the Peerless Orchestra. The first we will hear is Under the Double Eagle March. That is an Edison Black Wax Cylinder, number 19, as well as the Star Spangled Banner, Edison Black Wax Cylinder, number 92. Both of those were recorded in May 1902. And finally, we will hear the King Cotton March, which is an Edison Black Wax Cylinder, number 541, recorded July 1902.
Under the Double Eagle March, played by the Edison Military Band.
Thank you.
next recording is one of the early Edison Gold Molded Records, which were introduced in July 1902. This is by the Invincible Quartet, which was a quartet made up of Arthur Collins, George S. Lennox, Byron Harlan, and Frank C. Stanley. They recorded for Edison between July 1902 and November 1903. This is Edison Gold Molded Record number 8048, The Invincible Quartet with Fireman's Duty.
His scripted selection, The Fireman's Duty by the Invincible Quartet, Edison Record. Well, boys, suppose we have a song.
Ain't that a shame, honey, a shame, to keep your honey out in the rain.
Hand me down an umbrella, will you?
Open that door and let me in. I stand here freezing, wet to the skin.
I say, have any of you fellows seen Happy Jack Brown around here lately?
No, but I wish I was in Jack's shoes.
Why?
He's just got a medal for bravery at the Windsor Hotel fire.
My lady, I do love you.
Ah, here's Jack. Now, what's the matter with Happy Jack?
He's all right.
Who's all right?
Happy Jack.
For
he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
By Jove, there's the alarm now.
Aye, aye, aye. If it wasn't for us Jews, you firemen, what's the hour of a job?